Hey you, listen up. I'm here to talk to you straight. You like straight talk, don't you? Well, here's some straight talk then. I want to congratulate you. Yes, you. I'm speaking directly to you. And I'm being completely serious. I am. I want you to know I really see you. I see behind your public self and into what's behind that. I can see the man behind the man. You've really come to terms with some things, and that deserves praise. I know in the past you've been reluctant to accept yourself, or at least parts of yourself. You felt ashamed, and this is natural. But now you're beginning to own who you are without shame. And you have come to accept certain facts. Accept that you're a black, big-dicked nigger pervert. You are a big, mature, imposing adult man, a big man. And accept that you have a type that gives you huge, hard, massive boners. Your cock gets so hard about this type. You have nervousness that strangers will see it straining at the seams of your pants. A type that you fantasize about fucking and being sexually intimate with. And of course, I'm talking about little white girls. Really young white girls. Children. That's your type. Anytime you're out in the world just strolling along, minding your own business, inevitably, they're out there. Little blonde white girls between the ages of 8 to 13. Girls on the verge of puberty, maybe just entering that phase of their lives. Again, children. And accept this. You are a pervert. You are. And it's okay to admit this truth. You are a nigger pervert with frequent boners for children. And you like to watch them. You like to watch the little blonde white girls. Your eyes follow them at the playground or on the street or at the play equipment at the park, greedily eating up their whiteness, their blondeness, their little girlness. They are so tiny. You like to imagine what their little bodies are like under those innocent clothes. And you like to imagine what their pink nipples look like on their barely existent breasts. You get off imagining what their little girl assholes are like, all tight and pink. These are the things that get your nigger blood flowing to your gargantuan nigger dick. And it gets so rock hard. That can be a problem because you don't want anyone to see your erection through your pants. I mean, that would be really intense. And it's a good thing that you have so much self-control. You have iron will. That's how you can resist those little blonde sluts. Those little tight white girls with their tight little bodies. So small and compact and taut. They think they are the pinnacle of human value. Small, white, adored, blonde. the ideal, desired by everyone and attained by precious few. I mean, who the fuck do they think they are? And they know. They know they have this power. A normal man, a weak man, could not resist it. But you're a strong man. A strong black man. A strong black nigger with a huge, throbbing, thick nigger dick. A nigger boner that could maybe hurt a little blonde 9-year-old like that. It's hard to say, though, isn't it? Some of those little sluts act like they really want the big black cock. It feels like they, if given the chance, would welcome the sight of your naked nigger boner. If given the chance, they might get on their knees before their nigger daddy, and they might beg. They might beg for a chance to touch your massive, rock-hard nigger cock. They might pull up their little skirt and pull down their Disney princess panties and show you their little puffy, pink preteen mound. And use their little perfectly manicured fingers to pull apart their little girl pussy lips and show you that bubblegum pink interior of their cunt. I mean, let's be honest, you're just a man, a perverted man with a diamond hard boner. And these little girls, these little sluts, they know how to press your buttons, don't they? They instinctively know how to innocently pose right in front of you. They fucking know what they're doing. And these are the kind of girls that sometimes used to cry rape during the years of segregation. They know full well how much they are treasured by society and how feared Black men are by society. I mean, dozens of Black girls get killed every month and nobody gives a shit. But a little white princess like JonBenet Ramsey? That little slut's murder will be in the news for years and nobody is surprised. She was the white child pinnacle. Sometimes, in private, you imagine yourself as a powerful king. You imagine you are the nigger king, a powerful, wealthy leader, and you rule the realm. It is vast, and you have a harem of your own. A harem of little 9 and 10-year-old blonde girls. They live together in a special pink silk tent. And they live their lives hoping to please you. They want nothing more than to serve the mighty nigger king. They worship your cock, your bulging nigger cock. And they constantly ask you to fuck their little pink slits. Constantly. They beg you to shove your huge black cock right between their little legs with their little feet pointed up at the ceiling. The pink soles of their feet are so inviting, aren't they? But you are able to resist them. Even if they bare their little breasts and tweak their pink little nipples trying to tease you, you are able to resist their little white girl games. And sometimes the harem girls fight each other. They want to prove who desires you most. Little blonde cat fights. They must think that will impress you. And to be fair, some of the wrestling fights do impress you. You like to see their little white girl bodies sweat and strain, the tendons of their developing legs, arms, and necks revealing their stress. And you like to see them slap each other in the face and then cry out in pain. And you like it when they twist each other's titties. And you secretly like when they kick each other in the cunt. You get hard when they leave scratch marks on each other's backs. And they want you so much. You are their nigger king, and they want to hurt each other for a chance at your huge black cock. And sometimes they like to play with makeup in the big harem tent and make themselves look like grown women, like the little sluts and whores that they are. And they want nothing more than to touch your thick black cock, your thick nigger cock. They want to lube it up and make it glisten and make it slick and slippery, like a big, dark, wet, black piece of obsidian sculpture. That massive nigger cock. They want to put it in their little mouths, which is funny because some of them would have to have their fucking jaws broken to be able to fit that big, dark purple head past their lips. The sheer physical reality of your throbbing boner would make them unable to actually suck it. They just can't open their little 9-year-old baby mouths anywhere near wide enough for that fat nigger cock. And they would only be able to kiss the very tip of your huge nigger cock head. They would be apologizing that their jaws don't have the capacity for what you're packing. They would be afraid of biting you with their still developing teeth or scratching you with their braces. They want your big black cock because let's face it, let's be real and let's not lie to ourselves. It's obvious that big black cock is the best cock. It just is. It has that reputation for a reason. I mean, nobody is saying once you go white, you never go back, because everyone knows that's a fucking ridiculous thing to say. But the inverse of that statement, everyone knows that saying, everyone, black cock is best. And the truth is, these little blonde sluts fetishize your blackness the same way you fetishize their whiteness. They understand how virile and powerful and just plain masculine a big black nigger like you is. It's natural for them to want the best. They're spoiled little entitled sluts, and they think that they should always have the best of everything. And when it comes to cock, well, that's you. You are their sexual ideal partner. They desperately want you to desire them sexually. For them, your nigger dick is a status symbol. It's the Louis Vuitton of dicks, the Louboutin of boners, the Gucci of cock. They know that black men like you are supposed to be dangerous and scary. They're scared of the pure sexual potency of what you represent. And that makes them want you even more. That makes them want your big, scary nigger cock right up inside of them. They want to lube up their preteen naked bodies and just slide around that throbbing nigger boner. They want to treat it like it's a stripper pole and grab it with both hands. They want to take their little gymnast bodies and do gym routines on it. They want to stroke it as if it was their favorite pet. And you? Well, I know the truth. You'd love for them to grab it with their sweaty little girl hands. You would. You can admit to yourself. You are sexually attracted to little white girls. You have an ideal in your head, a fantasy that just won't let go. And it excites you so much, sometimes you think you might explode. You might just ejaculate from the sheer turn on you get about what it would be like to kiss those little pink lips, to suck on that sensitive pink tongue and have her suck on your huge muscular tongue in return. You understand the difference between reality and fantasy. And in fantasy, this is important. You can take these urges as far as you want to in fantasy. You can touch these girls and they can touch you. In fantasy, you can let them come up to you in their braids and their little dresses. And you can let them put their hands on your big nigger cock through your pants. And you can let them just feel it. And you can enjoy that, oh my God, Becky, look at this cock expressions on their face. You can enjoy watching their little blue eyes wide open at the reality of what they're feeling. They can barely believe the sheer size of your nigger cock. They can't believe it's real. And in fantasy, you can let them take their dresses off. They can stand naked before you, completely naked. Perhaps feeling a little embarrassed, feeling a little exposed before you. And since they're little girls, they don't know where to put their little gangly arms. They just move and pose nervously. They are exposed to you. And their little pink slits glistening with desire. Their nipples hardening at the sight of you. And their creamy white skin just compared to your bold black skin. You know the contrast of their little girl hands wrapped around your big black cock will be very pleasing. Both hands together may not be able to encircle the fucking girth of your boner. And they can giggle and turn their backs to you and they can bend over and present their little girl pussies to you. And they can offer you their virginity, the most valuable thing they have, white, blonde, fragile virginity. And they want to gift it to you. They want you to take it from them, and they want you to take that gift and turn them into a woman to become the slut they have always dreamed of becoming. And they want you to come up behind them with that forceful black dick and hold it stiff and twitching right behind them. And they want you to press the massive head of it, just press it barely against their slit, their lubed up slit. They moan audibly. And then they want it to firmly, slowly back themselves up on your cock, your huge nigger boner. And they want to press that cock into their hymen. And they want to break their hymen. They want your perv boner to be lubricated with their no longer virginal blood. Your black cock slick with their cunt blood. And they want to feel the exquisite mixture of force and pain and ecstasy that only you can provide them with when you enter their vaginal space. They want to be ruined, completely ruined for any potential white lover they may have in the future. Those poor bastards with their embarrassing, small, skinny, ugly white cocks. They have no idea that they will have to compete against the memory of your alpha, nigger, blonde girl, pervy fucking member. How can any subsequent cock compare? And after fucking and sucking you, the little white girls are just going to laugh at any white cock they see. They will laugh. They won't be able to keep a straight face because they know the truth that the only cock that can truly satisfy them is a cock like yours, a black pervert nigger cock. And that is what you bring to the table. Little white girls who fuck you, even in fantasy, will be forever ruined for white beta boys. You know, I bet some of those little blonde sluts have fantasies about you. Fantasies where they smuggle you into their precious little girl bedrooms, where they hide you under the bed, and there you wait until they kiss mom goodnight and dad finishes up their goodnight stories, and then they pray to God, and after the lights go out, a little 10-year-old hand reaches under the bed and beckons you to come out, and then their prayers are answered. What they want is for you to have intercourse with them in their Disney princess bed. They want you to fuck them in secret, to fuck them behind the scenes, to fuck them with your nigger cock while their mom and dad fall asleep sexlessly in the master bedroom. That's what these little girls dream of. It's what they fantasize about. They can't help it. They know what you're packing down there, but it all comes back to this. You're a big-dicked, black, nigger, pedophile pervert who gets hard, hard fucking boners from looking at little, white, blonde girls. Your nigger cock, your pedophile nigger cock, is so obsessed with little white girls, isn't it?